Well, good morning. Happy New Year. Last week of December, first week of January, it is just common to see all sorts of predictions by people, ideas about what's going to happen in 2016, from educated guesses to psychic predictions, prophecies that people make. You can still see goofy stuff by Nostradamus. I mean, all sorts of predictions about 2016 and what's going to happen. Now, since it's the first Sunday of the year, I want to make some predictions, okay? These will be my predictions for this year. Now, let me just say this, because when I told my boys I was going to do this the other day, immediately there were protests. Who do you think you are, a prophet, dad, or something? I'm not claiming to be a prophet or a psychic or anything like this. In fact, what I'm going to have is I'll have some of these predictions are going to be rather tongue-in-cheek. I mean, they're going to be kind of silly. And then some of them are going to be rather safer predictions. And then finally, I'm going to make what I call some sure thing predictions. Okay, so you get some silly ones, you get some safer ones, and then you're going to get some sure thing predictions for this year. And the ones that are the sure thing predictions, those are the ones that you want to camp on and take hold of as we look at 2016. Okay, let's pray. Lord, we do thank you for this morning, and we are grateful that we can start this new year off by taking communion, remembering what Jesus did for us, dying for our sins so that we would have eternal life. Our future is bright, and no matter what 2016 brings, we can delight in the fact that we know that eternally it will be a fabulous, fabulous experience with you. We ask for your hand to be upon us now as we consider 2016. And the different predictions the Bible makes that we can count on. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Now, even when you're making silly predictions or tongue-in-cheek predictions, there has to be an element of truth, otherwise it doesn't work. I mean, there's got to be a grain of truth. There has to be a kernel of truth to make your prediction of any value and to make it funny in any way. So the first one here is you've all been keeping track of what's going on with Putin and his work down pushing into Ukraine. There's a real concern about what he might do there. And this is not a prediction I made. These are basically predictions I've read, and then I've embellished them a little bit, maybe. Russian President Vladimir Putin will make more aggressive overtures towards Ukraine. I can see that, but they're going to predict Georgia, Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia, threatening to bombard them with more photographs of himself without a shirt on. Now, one of those is actual, and then all the others people have had fun with. Can you guess which one? Yeah, it's the one on the cracker. Yeah. That's one prediction. Here's another prediction. Hillary Clinton is badly beaten by Carly Fiorina in the 2016 presidential election. But in a startling move becomes lead spokesman for iPhone. She says this, "Who better than me to talk about this product's amazing capabilities?" asked Hillary in her very first TV spot. Now, here's one for you fans of what's the show that you try to lose as much weight as possible? Biggest Loser? Yeah, you can see I don't watch much TV. Biggest Loser. It doesn't sound like it should be the biggest. Shouldn't they be the biggest winner? I don't know. Plus-size TV fans everywhere will rejoice with the History Channel and NBC when they launch The Biggest Gainer. The Biggest Gainer and Extreme Weight Gain. Both shows will be co-sponsored by Cheesecake Factory and Jack in the Box. I could see that. Okay. The stock market. I don't know if you follow the stock market at all, but the stock market will continue to rise, and it will amazingly top 20,000 points. Then it will have a catastrophic crash after a Wall Street Journal investigation report shockingly reveals, know what? There isn't any actual money. It's just a bunch of numbers on a computer screen. That would be a little scary. The folks at Apple... The folks at Apple will continue to bestow upon us new electronic gadgets that we don't realize that we really need. For instance, this year they will bring about the eye catheter, the eye earwax remover, and the eye etch-a-sketch. Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods will announce that he is a woman trapped inside a man's body. undergo surgery, join the LPGA, and win the Grand Slam of women's golf. In a reverse of policy, North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un will try to take a softer approach. And what he's going to do is he's going to enter into the market a cuddly new Tickle Me Kim Jong-un doll. And not only that, but he has put forth his name to star in Up 2 and Despicable Me 3. Now, that's enough of the silly predictions. Now I want to make some predictions that are what I would consider safer predictions. Now, when I say safer, I don't mean that these for sure are going to happen, but these are things I'm kind of thinking could happen. These are our mind. Number one, Patriots will probably win the Super Bowl. Make Bradley happy. Alabama will win the national championship. And by the way, I came up with that before they thrashed Michigan State. I wrote this sermon before that. My number two Kansas Jayhawks, which will be number one come Monday, will lose in the second round to some mediocre mid-major team and ruin my brackets. A liberal or a rhino will be elected president, and our national melees will probably continue. Some people predict a major war in the Middle East because of how things are going. I think it's more likely ISIS will be conquered this year, and we will have more terrorism as they just simply move towards the West. More crazies will shoot up people in gun-free zones, and the liberal response will be, let's make more gun-free zones. And then they'll blame the NRA and the GOP. Some shady character will get shot in a major city by a policeman, resulting in hundreds and thousands of people snatching free TVs, cell phones, DVD players, and tennis shoes that are cool, and yet no work boots or any tools will be taken. Many political scandals from 2015 and before that are under investigation will be quickly forgotten because of all the new scandals in 2016. And my final one is this. Obamacare will remain in effect, but your own personal health care costs will increase. Or alternatively, Obamacare will be repealed, in which case your health care costs will still increase. And that's a pretty confident prediction. Now, I truly hope I'm wrong on a lot of these, especially the one where Kansas loses in the second round in the NCAA tournament. I just can't take too many more years of that in a row. But this brings me to a set of predictions that I do feel real comfortable about. I feel comfortable about these predictions because these are predictions that I think the Bible makes a case for. And so I call these my sure thing predictions for this year. Things you can count on, things that will happen in 2016. And these have a direct impact on your life. Okay? 2016, things that you can count on. Not bold predictions, but sure thing predictions. First one is this. I predict God will still be in control in 2016. With all the garbledygook going on and all the fact that we can be so fearful about what we see, God will still be in control in 2016. He's not giving up the throne because he's looking at the elections, what could happen, or the Middle East, or what's going on in other places. Psalm 103:19 says, the Lord has established his throne in the heavens and his sovereignty rules over all. That doesn't change for 2016. Daniel 4, for his dominion is an everlasting dominion and his kingdom endures from generation to generation. But he does according to his will in the host of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and no one can ward off his hand or say to him, what have you done? God will be in control, so no matter how things get crazy, no matter how easy it is to panic about what you hear, what you see, God will be in control in 2016. And I can say that unreservedly and with total confidence. I predict the Bible will still have all the answers in 2016. And I feel comfortable with that prediction. Psalm 119:105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn and I will confirm it, then says the Lord. 2 Timothy, a familiar passage, at least the latter part of the passage. This is Paul telling Timothy. He says this, you, however, continue in the things which you've learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you've learned them. And that from childhood you've known the sacred writings which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. And then the passage we're very familiar with, all scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. The Bible has the answers for your family in 2016. Question, how should I treat my wife in 2016? Well, the Bible gives the answer to that. 1 Peter chapter 3, not far from the passage that Alan read. Treat her in an understanding way, realizing that she's a fellow heir. Any question about how you're supposed to treat your wife in 2016? The Bible makes it crystal clear. The Bible has the answers. And I predict if you treat her that way, you'll have a much happier home and you'll honor God that way. What about how you're supposed to raise your kids in 2016? I predict the Bible makes very clear how you're supposed to raise your kids. And if you follow those guidelines, you'll be more successful typically with your children. I mean, they still have to make the final decisions. But as a parent, you're given guidelines. I predict the Bible has all the answers to the kind of work ethic you should have for 2016. That's something our country is losing rapidly. But the Bible predicts very clearly the type of work ethic you're supposed to have and how it pays off. Understand something. These answers that are given, Jesus made it clear, Paul made it clear, what you reap, you'll sow. So you will reap what you sow as far as applying God's word, to his answers to whatever things you face in 2016. How should I handle my money this year? 2016 question, how should you handle money? Well, I predict the best place to find the answers is right in the Bible. And I predict that if you blow off the Bible, you'll mess up financially. On the other hand, if you obey what the Bible says on how to handle your money, you'll probably do far better. What priorities should you make in your life in 2016? I predict you make the priorities in your life that the Bible makes and you'll be a much happier person. How should I pick my friends? This is especially for young people. How should I pick my friends? Whom should I date? Well, I predict the answers for that are in the Bible. It makes real clear the type of people you ought to be hanging around, the type of person you ought to be dating. How must I respond in 2016 if people treat me poorly or hurt my feelings? Well, the Bible addresses that, and I predict if you go by what the Bible says and how you respond to those who hurt you, you'll be a less bitter person and a happier person. What practices, what habits, what tendencies should I avoid in 2016? Well, I'm going to again predict that if you go to the Bible for the types of habits and practices and tendencies you have, you'll be a much happier person in 2016. The answers for all these big issues are right in the Scripture, every one of them. If you ignore the biblical answers, then you make 2016 a time of turmoil ahead. And by the way, if our country's leaders continue to blow off the Bible and its answers on all sorts of issues, this country will continue to unravel. And everybody will continue to scratch their head and try to figure out, what can we do? Well, you've got to start understanding the Bible has the answers. You can't pitch the instruction booklet for life out the window and then expect things to go well. And by the way, obeying God's word, the blessings may come in 2016 if in 2016 you're obedient and you apply these principles to your life. But you know what? They might not. They might not come through till 2017 or 2018. In fact, they might not even come back till heaven. I mean, in 2016, if you're martyred for your faith, the blessings won't come till heaven, will they? But the Bible makes clear that blessings will come. Psalm 1, how blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf will not wither. And whatsoever he does, he prospers. That's the prediction. The psalmist says, you obey the Bible, you obey God's word, you blow off what the secularists are saying, and you know what? You will prosper. Guaranteed. It's a sure thing. It's not a probable thing. It's not if all things being equal, if the planets align up. No, you will prosper. Now when? Well, that's God's timing. Joshua 1:8, we were in Joshua just a little over a year ago. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to what is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, Luke, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. There is blessing, there is success when you do things God's way according to his word. I predict it. And I can predict it with surety because the Bible predicts it. Now, I can also predict many are going to turn to God in 2016. And I can safely do that because, again, that's a promise in the Scripture. Matthew 16:18. I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon the rock I will build my church, and the gates of, and as we learned in our recent series, Hades, right? The gates of Hades will not overpower it. And that's why no matter how much slaughtering ISIS does in the Middle East, no matter how much persecution there is in Indonesia or the things that are going in other places of the world, no matter how much you oppress Christians and try to bring lawsuits and kick us out of, you know what? People are just going to keep getting saved. And they're going to keep getting saved because that was predicted and that was promised. The gates of Hades will not prevail against the church. The church is just going to grow and grow. And you can persecute it. You can try to herd it into a corner. You can try to kill it off, and it's not going anywhere. It's just going to grow. So I can easily predict that many people will turn to God in 2016. I can predict that prayer is going to make a huge difference in 2016. That's an easy one too. In fact, in one way, it will make a big difference is in your own personal life, because as the world gets crazier and crazier, and it is getting crazier, okay, as it gets crazier and crazier, and our country gets crazier and crazier, it's going to be easy to become somebody full of panic and anxiety. How are you going to get rid of that? Watching the news isn't going to help get rid of it, right? Philippians 4:6-7. We were in Philippians less than a year ago. Be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That's a promise. That's a prediction. Paul says if there's something that's scaring you, that you're anxious about, that you're worried about, here's the answer. Pray about it. And you know what? God will help you be at peace. You want to be in peace in 2016? I can predict how you're going to get there. It's going to be through prayer. Sitting down watching news and reading blogs and emails is not going to give you peace. And by the way, if we elect a president who I'm excited about, and I'm not really excited about anybody, but the one I'm most excited about, if he gets in office, I'm not going to have peace. Because you still got that stinking Congress to work with, and who knows what that's going to be. And you got the Supreme Court justices. I mean, you got all sorts of things you have to work through. The only way you're going to have perfect peace in 2016 is if you pray to God. James 1:5-6, but if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him, but he must ask in faith without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. I predict a lot of people this year, our elders do it every single time we get together, pray for wisdom. What should we do? How do we handle this situation? How do we handle this problem? How do you handle something in your family, your health? What am I supposed to do here? This is a tough deal. Well, you know what? God says ask for wisdom. And you know what? He gives it. Now, what you do with it's up to you. You can get the most godly advice in the world. You can have the scriptures blaring out the truth, and you can look at it and go, I got a better idea. So you can do with it what you want, but God will give the way. He will answer prayers. And by the way, when he answers prayers, some of the prayer answers in 2016 will be things you prayed about for years beforehand. Some things you pray about in 2016 will be things that aren't going to be answered till maybe 2017 or 2018. And some of the things you pray for next year will be things that the answer will be different than what you expected. And in some cases, it should be different than what you expected and hoped for. But I predict, and I can say this with surety, God's going to have us praying, and it will make a huge difference if we pray. Prayer makes a big difference. Prayer is a powerful force on this planet. I predict the Holy Spirit will be on the move in 2016. And again, that's a safe one. See, I can't get in trouble for any of these, can I? I tell you the truth, and we were in the upper room discourse this last summer. I tell you the truth, it's to your advantage that I go away. Jesus is telling the disciples, you know, you're all bawling, you're upset, you're all troubled, you're quaking because I'm leaving. Hey, actually, it's okay because, and then he tells them, for if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you no longer see me. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. The Holy Spirit will be working in people's lives. There will be people that come to Christ that will shock you and stun you. You will see victory in certain areas of your life and changes in family members that will shock you and stun you. There will be people coming to Christ in countries where it's amazing because of what they have to face, and they'll still come to Christ. Why? Because the Holy Spirit's continuing to do his job of judging the world, helping them to see righteousness versus lawlessness, convicting them. He'll be doing a work in lost people, and so people will come to Christ regardless. And he'll also be working in his church. So this is a safe thing for me to predict. God's Holy Spirit will be working in 2016. I also predict that there'll be continued Christian persecution. And again, that's an easy one, isn't it? Because again, in the upper room discourse, Jesus made that clear. If you are of the world will love its own, but because you're not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this, the world hates you. Remember the word I said to you. A slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. The reason you are called a bigot and all these terrible right-wing fundamentalist freakos is because of Jesus. It's all his fault. See? The world hates you because it hated me. Expect it. It's not going to go away. Persecution's always going to be there. In fact, persecution's there even when we do the right thing. You know, it's one thing when some Christian messes up on the large scale and everybody jumps on, but we can do all sorts of wonderful things and still get nailed for it. And 1 Peter again, keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles so that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good deeds as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation. There's lots of good things we get slandered for. Standing up for the rights of the unborn is a fabulous thing, and yet we get labeled as people who hate women because of it. That is slander. It's not that we hate women, it's that we love children. We get slandered for all sorts of different views we have. Abortion is just one of them, homosexuality. You take the view that God wants a man and a woman, and we just simply speak that out, and we're slandered. We're called bigots. We're called racists. We are called all sorts of things. We are slandered even for doing what's right. Expect that to continue. That's not going to change. I predict this, and this is where it gets good. It's been a lot of bad stuff so far. I predict God will keep loving and forgiving in 2016. Okay, God will keep on loving and keep on forgiving in 2016, which is really important because you and I, we really are hard to love sometimes. And to be quite frank, we need a lot of forgiveness. Romans 8, but in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us, for I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. No matter how ugly you are this year as a believer, God's going to keep on loving you. If 2016 is a worse year spiritually for you than 2015, God keeps right on loving you. See, you're his family. He keeps right on loving. And that's a fabulous thing to be able to predict. God will keep on loving. And 1 John 1:9 makes it clear, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When you sin, when you fail in 2016, you can count on, and I predict it, you can say, God, forgive me, that was sinful. And you know what he's going to say? You're forgiven. Now, don't do it again, but you're forgiven. That's an important thing to be able to predict for 2016. And after our recent series on heaven, hell, and the coming kingdom, you got to know I'd predict this one. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I predict that right now Jesus is working on the New Jerusalem that I showed you pictures of. Remember? He's working on it. Now, I would like to be able to predict he's doing the finishing touches. He's just about done with this thing and he's ready to come back. But I can't predict that because people have done that for centuries and been quite embarrassed about it. So I'm not going to predict that. I want to believe it. And I can almost visualize it. But I'm not going to predict it, because that is not a sure thing. Jesus made it very clear, only the Father, and not even he knew when that was. But I do know this, he's working on that place, and it's going to be fabulous, because he's been working on it for a long time. Now, I've made a bunch of predictions, and some of them are kind of silly, and some of them are kind of sure, and then some of them are downright, you can count on them. They're money in the bank. They're sure, completely sure, surefire things. And the ones that are the silly ones and the safe ones, I can't predict with any certainty. I think all of you baseball fans know Yogi Berra died last year in September of 2015. And he was famous for his little quips called Yogiisms. And one of them he said applies to what we're talking about. It's tough to make predictions, especially about the future. He nailed that one, didn't he? You can't predict what's going to happen. But I'm going to say this. I am absolutely convinced my final eight predictions are a done deal. My final eight predictions I made, you can count on for 2016. They're sure. And whatever happens, whatever is thrown your way this next year, 2016, whether it's financial problems because of oil, I'd like to be able to predict oil would go up to about 80. I mean, it's fun at the pump, right? But it's stinking for our area. I'd like to see oil go up. No matter what comes our way as far as finances, no matter what comes our way as far as family problems you might have this year, or health problems, or whoever gets elected as president, or whatever, I can predict because of these final eight things I predicted a moment ago, that you can make it in 2016. You can survive. In fact, you can even prosper and be successful. I'm going to make one last prediction, by the way. My last prediction is this. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you've not put your faith in him, that he died a substitutionary death on the cross in your place, and by rising from the dead and you putting your faith in him, you have eternal life. If you have not done that and you do that this year in 2016, this will be the best year of your life. This will be the very most important year of your life. Now, let me tell you something. You might put your faith in Jesus this year, and guess what? Your life falls apart this year. But I tell you what, for eternity, it will be fabulous. When a person becomes a believer, that doesn't mean their life just suddenly takes off as far as their finances or all sorts of other things, their health. But spiritually, which is the most important thing, your life does take off. And you have eternal life. And I also want to predict this, tack it on the back. This will be the best year and the most important year for at least probably 300 to 400 people living in Tanzania right now that don't know what's coming. Because we're going to be sending a crew of our people over there. We have a church building that's going to be there on property that we have bought, and a pastor that we've helped through school with the books that we've bought for him. And then our people are going to go over and share the gospel. And there's probably going to be 300 people jammed into a little church that have all become Christians. And they're going to affect the countryside. And it's going to be because of you, some of you giving, praying, and some of us going. And so I can predict in East Africa a tremendously wonderful experience for people because of what this church is committed to doing every few years. That's a wonderful thought, isn't it? There are people over there in Tanzania who have no idea how their life and their eternity is going to change for the good this year because of a little church in South Texas. That's cool, I think. Let's stand and pray. Lord, we thank you so much that you are a God that wants each year to improve for us spiritually, that we grow and that our relationships improve and our lives make more sense and we're able to be salt and light in a world that just seems very dark and getting darker. We thank you for this time we've had together to fellowship, to worship you, to sing praises and hear your word. Help this year to go well. Help us to glorify you by the way we live our lives. In Christ's name we pray, amen.